Hello, and welcome to The Porch with Alicia Barlow. Hi, I'm Alicia Barlow, author of The Porch, a place for enjoyment, conversation with people, reflection, and encouragement.
Hello, everybody. This is Alicia with The Porch. I am here with Miss Joanna Blackstock. She is the publisher of Stroll Magazine for Heritage Hills and Mesta Park. Those are two, would you say historic?
Definitely.
Historic neighborhoods here in the Oklahoma City area. I'm going to let you, Joanna just kind of tell a little bit about herself, and then we're going to kind of talk about these neighborhoods and what's going on and, you know, some things that they may have, she may have going on within the upcoming months.
Thanks, Alicia. I appreciate you getting together with me and having these conversations. And when we first met and talked about porches, I am pretty sure my eyes lit up. And I have a 22-year history in real estate between Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and grew up in areas with historic homes and just have a huge affinity for them. And so when I was looking for something to add to my plate, because that's what some of us do, some friends of mine came to me with the opportunity to have the franchise for Stroll, Heritage Hills, and Mesta Park. And they said, we really need somebody that understands these older homes, what goes into them, what kind of contractors are needed, and also the types of people that live in them, because they tend to be a little more eclectic. They have, you know, a very wide range of hobbies, interests, backgrounds, education levels. And so I just looked at the opportunity and thought this would be a super fun way to connect with my neighbors and in my immediate community, a place that I have a big passion for.
You said it was a franchise. So Stroll is a franchise magazine?
Yes. Stroll is a franchise magazine. And we currently have, I believe it's 9 in Oklahoma City, and they're very neighborhood specific. We have them all the way from Brookhaven and Norman all the way up to Oak Tree and Edmond. And they're a private monthly publication just for the residents of those neighborhoods. And it's a direct mail, so they don't have to subscribe or pay for it. And the goal is to help the neighborhood connecting communities with each other, which is very much what you have a passion for, I understand. Yeah. And so for me, rolling out of the pandemic and people not really knowing each other, and believe it or not, our historic neighborhood has a pretty reasonable amount of turnover. You think old house, old people, old, they've been there forever. That's not the case. And especially where we're located, just a little bit north of downtown, we have a huge draw for oil and gas, medical, legal, and a large number of our residents are self-employed or have their own businesses. So it's a really mixed group of people. In our average homes, typically Stroll targets neighborhoods that have affluent homeowners because they have the need for the services and businesses that our vendor partners advertise to keep the magazine in print. So that's generally the target, but we've got a full range of what that looks like.
Wow. Wow. So historic, what would constitute a historic neighborhood?
So the city of Oklahoma City and most major cities and probably even smaller towns have historic preservation committees and processes that help preserve the older homes. And so we are in a historic district that has quite a few requirements as far as what you can and can't change about the exterior of your home, the general landscape of the property itself. So really it means you're going to agree, if you choose to live in a historic district, to agree to follow those guidelines. And if there are major changes, add-ons, paint color changes that aren't the original, then it would go through a historic preservation process to get approved. And that's a whole business in and of itself.
Wow. Wow. So Heritage Hills and Mesta Park, now they're pretty close to each other, correct?
They are. They really, really run into each other. If anyone knows anything about historic older neighborhoods, they generally might have a name, like we have the names Heritage Hills and Mesta Park, but there's probably about 10 different true legal description subdivisions that fall within it. Okay. But when the franchise came to me and asked me to look at this, they wanted me to just do Heritage Hills. And having grown up and lived in historic neighborhoods, I know that they really blend together. And I thought, well, for the type of businesses that we want to attract to be our vendor sponsors and the people themselves, they like to be connected. They do cooperate with each other pretty often with their events and fundraising and home tours. And so I just didn't want to be a part of dividing that any further. I thought it was a great opportunity to put it together. So took a little debate with my company, but they understood it. And when I took a little walk and said, this is one side of the street is Heritage Hills. This is the other side of the street with my iPhone pictures. And this is the other side. Tell me what's different and why we wouldn't want these neighborhoods to be blended. And it's good for distribution. I end up with about a little over 1,100 homes that we serve and just reach more people with this great content that we have. And also the vendor partners get in front of more of their potential clients.
Now, you said that you live in the neighborhood area.
I do. I'm so fortunate.
So as you're walking, you were, you know, talking about the porch, of course, and kind of talk about the neighborhood of that area and those porches there.
Yes. So one of the great things about the older neighborhoods, and especially this area, the garages are typically on the back. Mm-hmm. And where in newer neighborhoods, we might call them front yard neighborhoods, where people sit in there, raise their garage door open, sit on their driveway and watch the kids play on the sidewalks. Well, we get to do that in the older homes too. We just have the porches instead of the garages. And we do have sidewalks throughout the neighborhood. So it's a very friendly neighborhood as far as people do see their neighbors. And I think once we kind of got over the angst of, do we talk to people? Do we get within 6 feet of them? I think I've seen a lot more people out and about. And over the last years, I've lived in my home for almost 4 years. And it was so funny being in real estate. You'd think I could find my own house, and I could have certainly, but a friend of mine who I lived nearby in Tulsa, because we lived along the river, she said, well, I think the water is probably too far away for you to live to be to your office, but I found you a place that has 100-plus-year-old trees and sidewalks I think you're going to love. And I drove over in the rain, in the dark, looked at the property without any lights on, met the owners, and was just absolutely the right place to be. So I love the neighborhood. I love people really do take a lot of care to their areas, whether they're, I mean, I have a little 1,500 square foot, two-story duplex. I don't live in one of the beautiful multiple 1,000 square feet homes, but I get to enjoy that every day when I take a walk or when I drive around. And the people that live, you know, the majority of the people that live in these older homes, they understand they're taking on a chore or a stewardship to preserve this home for the time that they have it. And the outdoor living spaces are a huge part of that. It's so fun to see people, everything from having their coffee on the porch to some of them have full entertainment areas with TVs and heaters. And everybody enjoys their outdoor space a little different. But to the point of what you do and the message that you bring about the memories that are made, my grandmother had a back patio, we called it, and with her sweet porch swing. And I just think of all the memories and things that I had as a kid, just sitting on her porch swing and having just really gentle yet sometimes exciting conversations. Yeah. And know that that's often a place. I love to eat outside. Mm-hmm. So if it's above 50 and below 90, I'll probably be on my front porch having my breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or tea, or cocktail. Yeah, I spend a lot of time out there.
I met a lady who actually says that she has a wood burning oven on her porch. Mm. She lives, of course, out in the country somewhere, and they cook on the porch. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
That
I need
is
to come out there.
That's neat. Well, I really just eat and drink on my porch, but it is also fun because no matter who walks by, there's generally an opportunity to make eye contact and speak. Now, I live on the closer to Broadway side, so the people that walk in front of my neighborhood are not always residents. A lot of times they are people that are unhoused. And so when I say diversity, when you're in an urban area, it may not happen throughout the neighborhood, but I see a lot of that. And I think it's important to make eye contact and be kind. And, you know, in this wintertime, summertime, I'll leave out some water. Mm-hmm. You just really never know what your neighbors are going through, whether they really live next door or under the bridge around the corner, or in the big, beautiful house down the street. We just don't know each other's stories. And I think having outdoor living spaces and welcoming spaces is an opportunity to create conversation when it's invited.
I'm glad that you said, even when you were talking about the unhoused, you said neighbors. Mm-hmm. I actually will be doing another podcast with another person who actually supports and goes out and provides food for those unhoused neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so that's great. That's great. So within the neighborhoods of Heritage Hills and Mesta Park, do you all have like events?
We do. In fact, we have one coming up April 4th that is a Taco Thursday at Hacienda Tacos. One of our vendor partners also owns that restaurant and has invited the neighbors to come have tacos and taste some of their food. And so just kind of a community event. There's also the home tours that happen a couple of times a year for Mesta Park and Heritage Hills. The fall is the Mesta Park and the holiday one is Heritage Hills. And then we have Mesta Festa every September. It's a big, start out as a beer festival, and it's still kind of heavy on the beer side, but it's also very family friendly. Okay. That's a great big event. And then we also do a lot of the neighborhood to support Wilson Schools, and they have an event coming up. I believe it's April 6th.
Is that a school district or a school?
It is the elementary school in the neighborhood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you have home tours, how does that work out?
So those tickets are available on the websites for the individual neighborhoods. Okay. And those are the fundraising sources. Because of being in historic preservation, we do have some expenses to keep up in our common areas that aren't covered by the city. And so our fundraisers help contribute to our lighting in the parks, some landscaping, some signage that might be necessary from time to time. We have a very solid foundation for both neighborhoods, and these home tours help fund those needs that we have to do that are not covered by the city.
Okay, great, great. Now, if there's a neighborhood, if there's someone within a neighborhood community that's listening to this podcast, and they're like, you know what, I live in a neighborhood that we would like to have, you know, maybe a magazine or something to contribute to our neighborhood. How would they go about doing that?
Well, I think probably getting a hold of me would be the best option, and I can find out if that's an area that Into Publishing, which is the parent company for Stroll, is considering for publication. Some of our bigger metro areas have, you know, dozens of these publications. And because they're very hyper-local and specific to neighborhoods, there's plenty of room for all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have 9 here in Oklahoma City. So if, for example, somebody wants to advertise a business, they can contact me for any of our publications. We have Nichols Hills, Quail Creek, Iron Horse Ranch, Rose Creek, Oak Tree in Edmond, Rivendale in South Oklahoma City, and we're launching Brookhaven. And I don't think I missed one in there, but so we're also interested in meeting the vendors that want to serve those areas. So we're designed for small business. It can be a very small mom and pop business all the way up to, you know, a main bank with chains. We really have a spot for everyone because our residents need all those levels of services.
Okay. So how would they get in contact with you?
My cell phone is always the best way. Joanna Blackstock at 918-260-2838. We also have great social media for Heritage Hills and Mesta Park on Facebook and Instagram. Heritage Hills and Mesta Park is the Facebook, and then Heritage Mesta is the Instagram. Send me messages, give me a call on my cell, and let's have a chat.
All right. And invite people to come out and just kind of look at your neighborhood.
Yes.
I mean, I've driven through, I used to work downtown at one of the hospitals, and would go through Mesta Park and Heritage Hills and just, you know, of course, look at those porches.
It's gorgeous. And just this week, the red buds have started to pop out and the tulips are popping up. So if you're headed down to see the Botanical Gardens tulips, we invite people to enjoy our neighborhood too. Halloween's a huge one. People from all over the city come and trick or treat. And I'm sure the spring draws a similar crowd of just visitors, and we welcome that. We're proud of our area, and people spend a lot of time on their homes and particularly their porches to be welcoming.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with me in regards to Heritage Hills and Mesta Park.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and joining me on the porch. Remember to take time to reflect, share memories, and engage with others on your porch. And I'll meet you here next time on The Porch, your podcast for community conversations, brought to you by the Possibilities Podcast Platform.